Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati with Jake Gutierrez. It's Wednesday, hump day, October 28th. Yes, October is almost over. But that's all right. We've got the captain, Matt Beisler, to keep us warm. Well, that's a weird intro. Matt, good morning. How are you?
Doing well, guys. How are you?
You know what? Doing pretty damn good. What are your thoughts on the weather right now as we inch closer and closer to the month of November?
I don't know what's going on, guys. I don't know. Gary's got to figure this out.
Right.
Right. It's too early. It's too early. There's too much back and forth. Nobody knows what's going on. I don't know.
Snow before Halloween's never good. I mean, let's just be honest. Before Halloween, snow, no.
So we've talked about almost every condition that you guys have had to play in going all the way back to the bubble and every time of day and everything else. This is clearly now as we're getting into November, we're talking about cold weather, you know, sleet, rain, ice, snow. You could face pretty much anything from now until the end of the season. How is that compared to playing in the normal heat and sunshine that you enjoy?
I don't mind it. I don't mind it. But the funny thing about the weather, especially this time of year, and in the spring too, when it's going back and forth like this, the guys on the team, for some reason, they look at me like for answers because I'm from Kansas City and I've been here for so long. And, you know, I think some of them know that, you know, I did the weather, a couple weeks ago. And
oh,
so
they all know, Matt.
they're looking at me to give them answers about what's going on. And I'm like, guys, I don't know what you want me to tell you. Like, welcome to Kansas City, I guess. Like, this is normal. This happens all the time. And, yeah, I mean, it's pretty much a daily occurrence where someone comes up to me and, like, wants me to give them an explanation about what the heck is going on.
I saw somebody tweet like, one of those absolutely nobody, and then every dad in Kansas City. Well, you know what they say about the weather around here. If you don't like it, just wait 5 minutes. we're all waiting to drop that line on everybody. Thank you very much.
That's right.
Yeah, no, but it's so me personally. I prefer a little colder. I'd take cold weather over really hot and humid.
That's right.
I just think it's easier to run. When you're running around moving, your body warms up and you really don't think about it too much. But I will tell you, there are some guys that come from warmer climates where it gets below like 40 degrees or maybe even 50, and it's like, no thank you for them. They don't want any part of it.
No, I'm with you. I get it. But I totally agree with you, man. I'd rather have it cooler than too hot.
So you can always put on layers.
Yeah.
Right.
You can't take off clothes when it's too hot.
Yeah, you're only allowed to take so much clothes off, especially when you're out there playing in a soccer game. You get a yellow card if you take your shirt off, you know. So you gotta be careful about that. I think that it is easier, right? To when you're running around for that long. Your body overheats when it's hot outside. When it's cool out, it seems like you can just keep going as long as it's not just, you know, well below freezing. Hey, Matt, I wanted to ask you a little bit about Alan Pulido because it's crazy. I was talking to my dad about this last night. We have a massive superstar in our town that I think for a lot of people in town, they don't even know who he is. I don't know what the percentage would be if it's 50, 60, 70% of Kansas Cityans might not even know who Alan Pulido is. But on a global scale, particularly in the countries around here, he couldn't walk down the street without being stopped every single place he goes. And in certain parts of this town, that would be the same way. He was at the news conference yesterday that they did, and I mean, he answered questions for 45 minutes straight about whether, you know, from Mexican media about whether or not he's the best striker in the Mexican national team pool. That's got to be a weird thing for a guy like that to, in certain areas of the world, be so famous that he can't go anywhere in public, but then also have this like relative anonymity here. What's it like? What's he like around the team? Like, how does he carry himself as a guy in that situation?
Well, he fits in very, very well with our team. He's come in and his attitude's been unbelievable. You wouldn't guess ever that he's one of the most popular and famous Mexican soccer players. When you talk to him and when you have conversations with him, he's very down to earth. He's humble. He wants to be here, and you know, maybe that speaks to kind of what you brought up. Like back when he's at home in Mexico, I mean, he can't even go outside to go to the grocery store or go eat without being bombarded by people and fans and questions and all these speculations and stuff like that. It's just the culture over there is so much more intense surrounding soccer. And so maybe coming here, it's obviously a little different, and it's maybe just a breath of fresh air for him. But, certainly it looks like he's enjoying himself. He's enjoying himself on the field because he's an incredible player and he's making a huge difference for us. But I think off the field too, he's really enjoying his time so far here in Kansas City.
You know, that's an interesting thought because like you said, he gets so much recognition at home, but don't, and you maybe described it as maybe a breath of fresh air. Don't you think that would be nice if you were able to still play the sport that you excelled at such a high level, but then be able to move around freely and not have to worry about that, not have to worry about, oh boy, if I go and run and out to eat, I'm going to have to take pictures, sign autographs, or whatever he has to face. That, and look, everyone wants recognition, but that's got to be pretty damn cool where he can kind of get away from that and just be himself and focus on what he wants to focus on and not have to deal with any of the things that he would have to deal with in Mexico.
Yeah, you're exactly right. A lot of those things are considered distractions, and so he can come here and just focus on himself and focus on the soccer aspect of it and his family that's here. And I think that's what we're seeing. I mean, I think I see him every single day in practice. You know, you guys, only get to really see him playing in the games, but he's happy, man. He's enjoying himself. He's coming to training every day with a smile on his face, and you can genuinely see that he likes it here and he enjoys himself. And so, yeah, I think that's, probably a pretty big factor. And especially, today's world too, it's like, if you're having to deal with all that media stuff, and a lot of it's negative now too,
mm-hmm.
because, you do one thing and then it just blows up. And especially down in Mexico, it's a very, almost toxic, media environment surrounding soccer where, you're in the tabloids and there's rumors and, It's probably a lot to deal with. I can't imagine, the difference between what it's like down there and back here in Kansas City, especially for him.
I've talked to several of the guys that come from other countries that play on the team. And look, you heard that from a lot of people that just in general, Royals players that have come here and then decided, Kansas City is a great place to live. It's an easy place to raise a family. It's nice. We're going to stay here. We just had Mike Boddicker here, and that was his story. But like Felipe Gutierrez told me, he's from Chile, and he's like, man, you grow to hate almost, hate the fans, but you hate the process of it, because if you go have a bad game for the national team, then all of a sudden it's his girlfriend's making him too fat because she's cooking him too much food, and they're following him in the grocery store to see what he's eating and things like that. And here they can come, they can play in a stadium like at Children's Mercy Park that's still full. It's still sold out, and the fans go crazy, and you feel the love, but then you get to go home and live in a nice little house and have your family and be a family man at the time, and it is a big difference. But one of the things I wanted to ask you about, too, because the press conference yesterday, it was all about how Polito's playing really well in Kansas City, while the guy that's starting above him in the national team, Chicharito, who's one of the biggest stars in soccer, is playing for the LA Galaxy, and he's not scoring any goals, and they're losing games, and they're like in at the bottom of the Western Conference standings, and He was considered, some people said it might have been the second biggest signing in the history of MLS behind David Beckham when Chicharito signed with the Galaxy. And the reason I want to bring that up, Matt, is not to run him down, but to point out that just because you go out and spend big money on a player doesn't mean it's going to work, right? Like, there's a risk when you go spend a lot of money on an Alan Pulido or a Chicharito. Is he going to fit in with the team? Is the team system going to put him in a position to win? Is he going to like where he is? All those things. And I guess that's something that I don't think we should take for granted with Pulido, if in fact he's fit in. And I guess maybe can you tell us what he's like, not just off the field, but why does he fit in on the field with this team? Why is it working when the games actually start?
Yeah, so, you know, personally, I think he's an excellent fit. And, you know, it's clear that the people on Sporting side did their homework in recruiting him and researching him. And you know, you are taking a gamble no matter what. But, you know, they're all calculated gambles. And so I think it's worked out in our favor. So, you know, the credit has to be given to the people that have surrounded him and have done their homework. The credit also has to be given to Alan. He's come in, and like I said, his attitude's been unbelievable from day one. He wants to be a part of the team. You know, he's clearly our highest-paid player, but he doesn't act like that. He wants to be a part of the group, and he wants to work hard. And so that's great to see, especially from, you know, a high-profile player like that. On the field, he's so smart. He's so smart. He has a great feel for the game. He's a little bit different than a target striker normally is. You know, normally you think of this big, imposing presence that always wants to be, you know, the highest up the field and, you know, go on breakaways and, you know, try and get in behind for long balls. He's actually the opposite of that. He plays that position. He is our target striker, but he actually likes to check back and come back towards the ball. And that creates a lot of problems for other teams because when we play these other teams, they're used to having this forward try and run in behind. But he actually does the opposite, and he finds, you know, we just call them like the soft spots or the little pockets in between the midfield and the defense. And he's got this knack for finding these little soft areas where it forces teams to make tough decisions, and we've been able to find him in those spots. And then from there, once we find him, I mean, his natural ability, his talent pretty much just takes over. He always seems to turn, make the right decisions. He can dribble, he can pass, he can shoot. He can pretty much do everything that you need a forward to do. So, for us, it's really just been about, adapting to his style of play, putting him in the best situations possible. And, you know, I think for the most part, we've been able to do a really good job of that.
So, Matt, you guys take on Cincinnati tonight in Cincinnati. The game will be at 6:30. You can hear it live right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. You can watch it on Fox Sports Kansas City. They are, look, by all the objective measures, they've struggled. They're not a good team this year. They've only scored 11 goals. They're in last place in the East, but it's MLS, and every game. You never know about the results in this league, especially on the road. How do you guys approach a game like this where everything would tell you you're by far the better team than them, but you can't obviously go into it thinking that way, right?
Yeah, so, you know, I think we've got to do the same thing we just did against Colorado. I think this is, you know, a similar situation to our last game. You know, on paper, Colorado, they haven't played a game in like 3 or 4 weeks because they've been hit with COVID. And so we had all the advantages. They were come to our place. They were, you know, they weren't even able to practice for like 3 weeks. And so on paper, you know, we were going to be the better team and we were fitter and all these things. But until you actually play the game, you can't bank on that. And I think our performance against Colorado was very professional, you know, business-like, whatever you want to call it. You know, we handled what we needed to do. And so I think we need to take that exact approach into this game again. You know, on paper, yeah, we're in first place in the West, and they're in last in the East, and all these different things, but none of that matters until you step on the field and actually do your job and take care of business. And so, yeah, I mean, I think the team is feeling good right now, and we've got to carry some of this momentum that we've created the last couple of weeks, and we just got to keep it going. We got to carry it into the game tonight.
Matt, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
That's the captain, Matt Beisler. Nate Bucchetti, tell everyone again how they can listen to the game.
You can listen to it right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB, 6:30 tonight. Sporting KC versus FC Cincinnati. And if Sporting can get a win on the road, they would go back into first place. Last night, Seattle won their game, so Sporting can go back into first place if they get a win tonight. The Portland Timbers also play tonight as well. And so depending on those results tonight, hopefully we're coming in tomorrow morning saying, hey, SKC, first place with two games to go in the regular season.
It's all back tonight on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Your home for everything that's f***ing great. Hey.